I love a good frozen coffee in the winter.
Mm. I'm having a vodka diet. I became you.
It's straws might be helpful. This could get messy.
Oh.
But here we go.
We're going to try it without a straw.
That's our post-pandemic life. This could get messy, but here we go.
Yeah.
It's fine.
You're right, Amy.
I feel like there could be some slurping noises that occur.
Okay, good. Love that. In some cultures, that's polite.
Perhaps that should be where I am then.
I think like in Japan and Korea, when you like slurp the soup or things like that, it tells the person of the house that cooked like...
It's like an indicator that it was...
Like I'm really
like
enjoying,
you want it all
I'm really enjoying
so
this meal, yeah. So it's like, it's really polite
that's
to do.
That's how I feel about my time with you all.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say during sex.
Yeah. Slurpy slurp.
Yeah,
I love it all.
Slurp and I really like
it.
Maybe they like it.
They like it, good. Yeah.
Hey, Basics, it's Chelsea.
It's Amy.
It's Travis.
And we're the Basic Brunch Cast.
We can't get it together.
We broke our friend.
And we're fine. Don't worry about us.
Yes, I'm fine. Hello,
we know
I'm
Travis
here.
Doesn't like when we chew, so perhaps he doesn't like when we slurp either.
No, slurping.
We're just being kind.
Tune into our Patreon to hear more about our slurpy sex stories.
Would you like some ASMR slurping?
Oh, yeah. That's
that
what our
here.
Patreon can be.
That's what it is.
Okay. We have been looking for an idea.
Yeah. I've
Thank
got
you,
it.
Travis.
There you go. You're welcome.
You're an innovator.
Always innovating.
Yeah.
Always. Yes.
Innovation station.
All right, Walt Disney.
Exactly.
So we're still at Queenie's. This is part two.
We are in our podcast studio. We are thinking about staying here.
Yeah, we've been here for 2 weeks.
It's
snowy
outside, but it is so warm in this podcast.
Yeah,
it's
so warm.
So warm.
Yeah.
I feel comfortable in here.
Yeah.
We are moving in.
Yeah.
We are way past our time slot. And it's
way past our time
seems
slot.
Seems to be going okay. Are we squatters now?
We're squatters.
And if you squat for long enough, you can own the
You
here.
Own it.
But I think we'll only own the podcast studio. I don't think we can own the restaurant.
No.
Or should we move
room.
Out there a couple times too?
Oh, yes.
They have some couches.
You know what we'll do when they all go home? We'll go out there. So we'll clock a lot of hours out there on the couches, which will help us.
Because they'll definitely leave us here when they go
when
home.
When my little brother and I were young and my father would force us to go to like Home Depot or Lowe's with him,
mm-hmm.
we obviously hated it because we're both gay.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God,
and,
you're gay?
Gay. Gay as they come. And so when we were, we were such weird children. We would fantasize that our father would forget that he brought us,
mm-hmm.
leave us at Home Depot. They would lock us in at night.
Okay.
And then we could take over all, like, you know, the interior decorating areas where they have, like, the little tiny room set up so you could see how to decorate it.
Oh, that's not crazy.
I'd be like, that's going to be my room when they lock us in here tonight. That'll be mine. And he'd be like, okay, you can have that one. I want to take this one over here. And I'd be like, great. And I'm going to take that, my bath, and that bathtub. You can take your bath in that bathtub.
There won't be any water.
It would be so sad when they didn't realize there was
no
water.
Concept of
They'd
like
have to
plumbing.
Go to the actual bathroom.
Yeah, exactly. So we just would imagine being locked into random places.
Your childhood sounds so great.
I just think
Very
it's
healthy.
So sweet that you remember your childhood.
Yeah.
Because looking back, I imagine I wouldn't want to get trapped in there, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I went to Home Depot as a child. Maybe I didn't.
I don't know. Maybe
Who
I
knows?
Just don't remember don't I wanted to get trapped in there. My dad went to Home Depot a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe I did get trapped in there and I don't even remember.
Yeah,
it.
Maybe that's why I don't remember. I was just at Home Depot my
whole
childhood.
Your
whole
it was a
childhood.
Very big dollhouse.
It
for
is
us.
Basically a big dollhouse. As an adult, I appreciate it a lot more because I do like decorating. And if you can avoid the parts that my dad was
it's a bit
going into.
The boring part, the wood, the lumber.
And that's where he always
nails,
was at.
Nails
and screws.
Practical things.
Gross.
Let me take you into the lighting section.
Oh, yeah.
Here for it.
Oh, yeah. We would go through the chandeliers and I'd be like, that's going to be my chandelier in my house. And he'd be like, well, this will be my chandelier. And sometimes we'd get into a fight and he'd be like, you can't have that chandelier.
And
it's
then
my
beat
chandelier.
Beat him up and lock him in his bedroom.
No,
There are no doors. There's no doors.
So you get a door. You get little Travis carrying
little
door over to Justin's bedroom. Like
locking him in.
Just put this over here.
I never... I like to brag about this. I never beat up any of my siblings as an older sibling. I punched Justin one time And okay. I think I was maybe 12, maybe 11 or 12.
I think you've told us a story.
And I
then
immediately
you
started crying and just started screaming, please forgive me, please forgive me.
My. Oh, I was like, I'm going to do it again. Yeah. Get out of here.
Please remember this.
So the no threats after that worked because they were just like, you're gonna cry when you beat me up? Okay, cool. Mm. So I couldn't use any threats. It didn't work.
So your flashbacks are Home Depot. My flashbacks are going to the mall.
Okay.
And I think I told you all that I recently went to the mall on a Friday night.
Okay.
I do believe we spoke about this.
So, you know how we're reaching to figure out what's going to be the look or what's trendy? I just
wanted
to get a feel for what was
in the stores,
what people were wearing.
Mm-hmm. Every store has a completely different look.
Nothing is consistent. Right. Yeah. They're like, I can't figure out, is it old inventory? Maybe Amy has some insight. Like, what did that look like
confusing.
At the mall?
Old inventory, we're over that story. Like, it's not new pandemic. It's been pandemic for years. So we can't go with the old inventory idea anymore.
This is what you're making. This is what you're designing.
You're producing this. Yeah.
So,
okay, so the designers are broken like we are.
What
to, got
of
it.
Of course they are.
100%.
Brokenness.
They are all broken.
Also, we all went to the mall growing up, right?
Yeah.
Like club mall. You would mall walk on Friday. Didn't you all grow up?
I wasn't allowed to.
You and your friends would go to the mall, and that's where you hung out. You didn't do that?
I wasn't allowed.
On Fridays. On Saturdays, sometimes I was allowed to go, but I wasn't necessarily allowed to go by myself.
I would always go with my friends, and we would just walk laps at the mall, like that we had to see everyone. Everybody
Must
went to the mall.
Nice.
That was where everybody went.
Yeah,
we'd buy some
much
Gloria
stricter
jeans,
rules.
Frappuccinos.
Oh, Gloria jeans. That forget about it. Definitely not Frappuccinos, girl.
Maybe some Auntie Annie's or whatever they are, pretzels.
Yeah, I might be able to have some money for Auntie
Anne's. Mall was it. But I did not think kids did that anymore.
Because I think they still do.
They did. There were people hanging out at the mall on a Friday night.
I think kids still do that.
So first of all, like, I don't want them
because where else are they
going
to go if they can't drive?
Maybe their mom's house. Someone somewhere not where I'm at. So they're at the mall. So that's already disturbing.
They're trying to get away from their parents.
So then I'm walking around. Every store, like you said, is different.
It's a completely different look.
They're all terrible. But they're all different. So the best I could get in any store is, I almost like this.
Yeah.
I'm almost here on this.
That's how I've been. I almost like that.
And then I walked by Express, and I shopped at Express in high school. Okay.
Yeah.
High school. Then I walked by, and I see these suits, and it's hot pink, bright green, bright blue.
Like dress suits?
Like it's like it's a blazer, pants, and a shirt. And they're all the same color. And I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, Express, are you okay? That's so tacky.
She bought one.
Then I didn't.
Probably.
Then I spend the next week
in
watching
yellow.
Color blocking trends on TikTok. And I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I need to color block.
I actually am really into.
I love it.
Like the idea of it. I haven't done it yet. I just am into the idea of it. And I'm really into the idea of monochromatic outfits.
So I love it.
I think I'm into the idea of monochromatic.
I haven't done color blocking.
Yeah. I haven't done it
color
either.
Color blocking better. Because it's winter. We cannot color block in the winter. I tried today. Mm-mm. I can't color block in a sweatsuit.
No.
Amy, if you're going to be looking for a look in the winter, it's monochromatic sweatsuit.
Okay. I didn't know we were doing the monochromatic until today. Okay. Right now.
Okay.
Here's my phases, as always. Ew, gross. I will never do this.
Of course.
A couple days later. Holy shit, I love this.
I love this.
I have to have this.
So
a couple days later, I'm building a cart at Express last night.
Yeah.
These Express blazers, does anyone want to guess how much Express blazer costs?
$99.
$120.
Yeah. $150. Yeah. After tax.
That's insane.
Excuse me. I will not be having
and
a color block at Express.
And the only reason I know that is because I almost bought one for my sister's wedding.
No, not
and
happening.
And I was like,
are you kidding
me? Well, that wasn't what I wanted to pay for that.
Okay, so now I'm on this roller coaster of like, I bought Express in high school. I hate Express. I need Express. Express is expensive.
Expensive.
So in my 30s, I can't buy Express, but I wore it
in
all of my
school.
Senior year. What's happening? Yeah. Are these stores changing to be for old people now? Or... do kids still wear these? Because it's like Abercrombie.
I think Express is aging with its pop. It is aging up. So because I still will buy stuff from Express. And what I've realized as I'm buying it is, it's still people. It's the people I was shopping with 20 years ago.
It's evolving.
It's evolving with its clientele.
That's interesting, right?
It isn't staying young.
So I thought we didn't like Express and Abercrombie anymore because those were our high school stores.
Yeah.
But now I've just learned that.
They're still our stores.
They've grown up with us.
They've said we are sweet.
Yeah. They're here with us.
Babies.
They are millennial stores. So they are staying at our age range.
Okay, so we're going to do.
So in another 20 years, they're going to be the Chicos.
Oh no.
Of the mall.
Oh no.
So we can't shop there in 20 years.
But here's the question.
And the true test is you take an 11-year-old with you. So when my niece is with me, for example, we were in Target the other day and I was like, what about this? And she was like, are you serious? And I was like, okay, that means it's actually for me.
Yeah.
Because actually if she says, are you serious?
Yeah,
that means
cool
it's not cool for them.
So it's for me.
So then you can kind of gauge. So next time we take
that
her
really
to the mall
is the important
us.
Thing about dressing, and I didn't realize this when I was younger, and it is something I realize now, is there is something about dressing. I don't think you have to dress old.
No.
But there is
you
something.
You can have trends, but at your
at
age.
At your age. And there is something really important about dressing for your age within a trend.
What's the monochromatic trend? What does that mean? You wear all the same
all
color?
All the same color.
So what would that be? Like, you're, you know,
so,
like,
all, like a tan.
All tan,
or,
all gray. Yeah.
Like a. Like what?
And you
gray
can have
dress pants. I'm
you
confused.
can have different shades, but you could have on like a gray jean, a gray top,
okay.
a gray jacket,
okay.
gray shoes.
Okay.
And I'm really into that because it does look. It looks really like
polished.
You talking about. Yeah, it looks talking about. It sounds like. Ooh, but when you see it on a person, like it just feels very polished, very put together, like very like nice. But you can even do that in like a very comfortable way and still look really nice and like kind of chic.
And I actually almost ended up doing an all-black outfit today because I was like, I was going with like black booties, black jeans, and I couldn't find a shirt that I was like wanting to wear with this outfit in the snow.
Yeah.
So when I put it together, I liked it. I mean, I do think that I don't know if I could do the color blocking. So I'm very interested in seeing Amy potentially do color blocking. Maybe I'll lean in.
A yellow skirt and a blue shirt for today. And I was feeling really good about it. But then it was winter.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was accidental
winter.
So
soon you will see Amy debut her color blocking
outfits. Debut color blocking. It will not be from Express because, and also the thing is, if you build
a blue shirt, a yellow skirt, that'd be cute with like pink shoes.
It was bright blue. Yeah, I didn't get there on the shoes because all of a sudden.
You need like a pink shoe.
It was winter. So the interesting thing about the Express 2, Travis, is not only is the blazer 120 plus,
the pants are really expensive.
And
they're $120
as well. $400 if you want the shirt.
For the whole,
blazer
no,
and pants.
No, that's too much.
I mean, are you kidding me?
And I do have one Express blazer that I
cherish
got for like 3 years ago, maybe 2 years ago. No, 3 years ago. It was for a holiday party for work. And
is it a maroon
red,
or
red?
Yeah. Okay, I remember, and I love that blazer.
Yeah, it's a really nice, but it was $130, and it's like, I paid $130 from Express.
And how many
times
have you worn it?
Hopefully a lot.
Well, I actually ended up wearing it to my sister's wedding, because I was like, well, I'm not buying any blazers for $130. I'll wear the one I already have.
Well, you have to get enough uses out of it.
For
$1
a time.
So you're going to need to wear that 128 more times.
We actually, after this podcast,
I've only
go
worn
home
it,
and grab it.
Yeah, I've only
can
worn
it
like five
it?
Times.
Oh, five times. So only 125 more times.
Yeah,
look at
Yeah, I'm almost
you're
done.
You're creeping up.
We can run and grab it.
Yeah, okay. I'll wear it tonight. It'll be great.
It's a good winter attire.
The gray winter
But okay,
jacket.
I don't think I'm ever going to go to the mall again.
I don't think so.
Ever?
It's not great.
It's not worth it.
No.
I almost went last night again because I wanted to go to Old Navy because I wanted these workout tank tops that everyone keeps posting about.
Oh, I have seen these.
And I think maybe online is for me.
Yeah, I think
online
so too.
Online ordering.
I need to see these. You have to show them to me later.
Wait, are they the ones that have the built-in bra?
Oh.
I think they're
I don't need that.
I mean,
you can
wear
your
whatever
are looking
you like,
on point.
But
thanks.
I don't think you
yeah,
want
no,
the bra
need the
part of
bra,
that.
No, I won't have that.
I have seen a couple of TikTokers posting that Old Navy does have some pretty good stuff right now.
Okay.
So
I
think surprisingly they've leveled up a little bit because I'm
everybody
pretty
else leveled down. So
done
we're going
with
to
Target.
Need that.
So I guess
Targets.
Old Navy's the
clothes
place.
Are shit right
trash.
Now.
Trash. Trash. Like
it's awful.
I mean,
I did
was
get
looking,
some shoes and the shoes were cute.
I
fine, you bought them all because there's nothing good for us.
I did buy 3 pairs.
Yeah.
That was a few weeks ago.
I did buy, Travis did endorse this purchase, a 1970s like flowy beach crop toppy summer crop top situation. It
1970s.
Looks like retro floral situation. So it was a very
I don't know if I'm unwell purchase or is
this cute?
I'm excited if Travis endorsed it.
Anything
he's
70s.
But also.
What did you just say about Travis?
He's judgmental.
I thought you said he's mental. I was like, Travis, if you want to go somewhere
we
after this, we can
we'll
leave.
Go get your blazer and go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
We'll go to the fanciest place in Durham.
Weekends. Well, I can't go because I'm wearing a jean shirt. So you and
right,
guys
you're
enjoy.
Not going because you weekends just ago, our friend.
I did message you two that I wanted to start going thrifting, and I think we should start doing that.
I will go with you guys. I cannot go by myself. No, I could. Together. I will go with my sister because she's good at it. But like, I have to go
look
with someone
racks and find some things. I'm tired of going online and seeing girls find designer things at thrift stores. Mm-hmm. And I know that's rare and we might have to explore, but I actually
saw harder North Carolina.
I think we just have to find the right places to go to these thrift stores. I
that's
think we
fine.
Could do
I
it.
Love thrifting. So
I want to do it.
I'll go with you.
Well, I think after International Women's Day, which was this week, I might have found out that I might be having a pay gap, so I might have to go thrifting.
That's why
with
we have
you.
To thrift.
Because I can't keep shopping online when I'm making so much less money than the men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the reason that I know this
Is
Twitter, and I don't have Twitter. But I do have
I was going to say, did you join Twitter?
No, but I do have the TikToks, as we know.
Okay.
And on the TikToks, I was informed of the gender pay gap bot.
What's that?
Now, here's what I can't figure out. Was it a page that already existed?
I think so.
Okay. There were so many
tweets that I couldn't get to.
I don't know how to tell on Twitter if pages were established at a certain time.
Yeah.
However,
it was hilarious.
The gender pay gap bot decided, and they put it in their bio, if you tweet about International Women's Day,
yes,
I will share and say what your pay gap is at your company.
It was hilarious.
It was hilarious. I did notice that it was
sad hilarious.
And very ironic. Like, I guess that's the word. Like, it was so ironic.
It was hilarious to me where I was like,
Laugh cry.
You should be embarrassed.
Yeah,
like,
Are you embarrassed? Are you embarrassed? Hilarious for them, sad for us.
Because like Capital One or whoever owns Capital One or whatever was like, Happy International Women's Day, blah, blah, blah.
But we're still not giving you
fair pay. And gender pay gap bot was like, oh, it's very nice that you wish them a happy International Women's Day. Did you know that your pay gap is 26%?
What I thought was interesting is there was no emotion behind it. It literally said every single tweet said this company pays their women 26% less than men.
Wow.
The highest one that people saw was 80%.
That's ridiculous.
Where was it?
So a lot of the company, it wasn't a company that we would have heard of.
No.
A lot of the data I think was coming out of the UK because people were saying, I wish it. I looked like for example, I looked for my company because I was like, did we tweet about this? But it seemed like most of what they were gathering the information.
Well, and the thing is because a lot of the EU and UK companies are required by law to disclose it. So it is easier to get the data there than it is in the US. But some states do,
I think we're getting better. And also I read a post on around that same time and it said, if you leave a job, what's holding you back from sharing your compensation package?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, you actually should share that information.
You should.
It's paid transparency. I actually was just talking to a manager that I work with, and they don't love this, but I said to them, I said, did you know that higher above me, and I said, did you know that our SOP actually says that we cannot have any retaliation if we share our pay with each other?
You should be able to share your
pay.
And
I said, and if people got more comfortable sharing their pay, these companies would stop treating people like they can pay people different pay rates for the same job.
Without giving valid performance feedback.
Without a real reason or a role or feedback
provided.
But like in the Netherlands, like the way that it works there, it's so specific. If it's a job at your company, the job has to have a pay that's associated with it. And then with promotion or tenure, you can increase. But even that is published so that when you get hired,
you can see exactly
what you will be paid, regardless of who you are. This is exactly how much money you will make here. And if you are here this tenure, you'll get this extra. If you're here in this promotion, you'll get this extra. But you will always know exactly. And it's required by law. And I'm just like, that is perfect because you know what? It is nice. You know, I'm sure people are like, but in America, you might be able to make blah, 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 blah. You might, but you might not. You might make a lot less. So I would much rather have this perfect mid-range where I know I will always get this fair rate of pay versus this random, like, arbitrary
pick. That
Travis, day. You didn't go to college, so we're actually going to pay you $20,000 less than your coworker who's doing the exact same job as you.
Or if we're desperate or not desperate the day we hired you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy.
And I do think it's a very U.S. specific issue as well. The issue of transparency is very U.S. specific because I do have a friend that was a former colleague that's from Scotland. Hi, Sabrina. she listens. And hopefully she still does.
Yeah.
She should.
She should.
If you hear this, you better tell us that you heard your name.
Yeah.
But it was a discussion that came up after us working together for a portion of time. And then she was like, oh my gosh, I shouldn't have shared that with you. And I was like, no, I'm actually fine with it because it's intentional that people in the, that it's taught. Don't share that.
Yeah,
it's cliche. We are taught don't share that.
To be scared.
But that is a very intentional tactic, I think, by companies. And I spent, and it's funny because I texted Sabrina and I was like, oh, look at what companies were coming up. So I spent like at least an hour just
That's
like
amazing.
Scrolling on the web because I don't have Twitter. So I'm like trying to like
the internet like version
the
of Twitter.
Internet version of Twitter. And I'm just going and going looking. And I was like, there was one company that I saw. They paid the women 52% more than men.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, well, hello, yeah. hello. It
They're
wasn't
like,
a
hi, this one has a gender pay gap the other way.
And they were just sharing whatever the gap was. Right. And I was like, that's interesting, but don't tell the men.
Yeah.
They'll be mad.
They'll be upset because they'll be like, now this women
never
get.
Happens.
Now women get paid more than us.
They'll burn some couches.
Yeah. Burn the couches. And it's funny because this year's like theme for International Women's Day was break the bias.
Yeah.
And I was like, break it.
We'll break
break our pay bias as soon as possible whenever you'd like to get on that. So that was something that I found this week.
I love that.
It's great.
So the only other thing that I really did, which this was like now 2 or 3 weeks ago by the time this episode comes out, but I went for my quarterly Botox appointment.
Your face is looking flawless.
By the time this comes out, it'll be even better.
It'll be even better. Mm-hmm. I'm loving my results every time, so it's something that I enjoy when I go.
Yeah.
This time I did notice that both the assistant and Meredith, who's the nurse practitioner who injects the Botox.
Botoxes me.
They both said, do you have any other skin concerns? Do you have any
for me?
Do you have anything else
do
you
have
from us? Do you
a suggestion?
Is there anything else? And in my mind, I was like, do you
have feedback?
I can't really afford if you tell me anything else that I need.
But I need to know so
but
I can
do
obsess
you have
over
some
it?
Feedback?
Like, I have a gender pay cap.
I can't afford this. But I just thought it was funny because, and they're so sweet. I mean, it was malicious, of course, but it was just so funny because,
it's because they're so highly trained in their field.
So good.
That they pick up on these tiny things and they do not meet it in like an insecurity type way
not
of like
at all.
That you should be concerned. It's more of just like, hey, was this a thing? I can help you with it. And it's like, well, it wasn't a thing.
And
but as soon as you know, you're like, I need it.
Well, and I didn't ask if they either one of them thought anything because I was just like, I don't want to know. Don't ask, don't tell. Like, just please, I can't know. Like,
I can't know.
Not
only
today.
Approval of that for
not
Botox
today.
Yeah, yes, yes.
And I did say to Mira that, she asked the question and she goes, I said, no, everything's fine. I am going to get some lasering done soon. Yeah. I know I keep saying it, but soon.
Soon.
Mm-hmm. Soon.
When I like, put pay my equality. Little money back and get my pay equality.
Yeah.
So I just thought that was so funny because I got like really insecure and I was like, so then when I got home, I was like, what is it? What is it about my face?
Yeah, what was it that
like,
they saw?
What is it? I thought my makeup looked really good today. I don't know, you know? And then they wipe your makeup off like when you get there and I'm like, please leave that on.
Yeah,
Please leave that on. I need that.
I don't
Thank you.
The mosquito bites to show through.
Yeah, no. No, I need it. So that was my other
That's what I always call the injections, mosquito bites.
Well, and it was funny because when she did one of the injections, like right above my eyebrow, she goes, ooh. And I was like, ooh, what?
Did you bleed?
And she goes, that was a little oozy. And I was like,
oh, sorry.
Little
that was
oozy, like the wrapper or
my
like
old coming out.
Yeah.
I was like, get that old out of there.
Yeah.
When I went to Botox this past week, because it's important that we sync up our periods and our Botox.
Yeah.
And I don't have a period, but we are synced up
Travis,
on our Botox.
We thought you were having your period
with
us.
We asked you to get your period with us.
Okay, sorry.
So when I got my
Just
Botox.
Wear the pads when we do.
Okay, I'll do that.
We wear pads.
We won't ask you to wear tampons.
Do you wear a pad?
Panty liner.
We don't.
Wear a panty liner.
Okay,
gentle,
all right.
Gentle, it'll be fine. So.
It's fine.
Please.
Travis was like, oh no.
So here we go.
Here we go.
So I got my Botox and I go to different people frequently because It's very appointment driven for me, like the yes. time.
She's getting her off
place.
Of Groupon.
I was about to say, Amy's going to the back of a Denny's, and they're like,
wine book club party, shoot me up. So no, always nurse practitioners at the same spa, but
you just see multiple nurse practitioners
cool,
at the same place.
They can, you know, replicate quite well. So I went to somebody that I'd never gone to last week, and she's like, what's your pain tolerance? Here's the ice. Do you need to put on your face?
No, just
and I
do
said,
it.
Botox, not a problem. If I get a paper cut, I'll probably cry. But the Botox, I don't need the ice. Thank you so much. Shoot it up.
Shoot it up.
I am good.
Yeah.
And it's true, right?
Same.
If it's for a good cause, I feel nothing.
I can handle it.
If I walk into that door and hit
the
my
only
arm
one
later,
I
I'll
don't
cry.
Love is like center of the eyebrow, right above the eyebrow. Mm. That one is the only one where I go,
I
this
think
hurts
they're
a little
fine.
Bit. Yeah. But beyond
that's
that.
That's funny. She doesn't she doesn't do it there for me.
Well, it's face specific.
It's probably because of this.
She does it at the ends.
Oh.
So I get the ends because she's lifting my eyelids.
Yeah.
So you don't have the hooded eyes I do.
Yeah.
So congratulations on being beautiful.
Yeah. we are all beautiful.
No, I know.
Everyone
and listeners,
is beautiful.
Everyone is beautiful.
The reason we talk about our Botox
is to normalize.
It's just to be transparent.
And be transparent.
We like pay transparency and face transparency.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't want you to know that we Photoshop our photos, though.
No, we do.
No, I'm just
because
kidding.
I do not want people to go, oh, no, I just don't do anything to my face. It's just natural. No, we shoot Botox
neurotoxins
into our foreheads. And then we love it.
Yeah, we love it.
So it's, and I don't know why people aren't honest about it. I always think it's weird because I'm like, okay, when you just made a face, your face didn't move.
Right.
I know you get it. So, like, be
Our
honest.
Our faces move and we still admit it.
And I still admit it. So it's fine. So if you get Botox, admit it.
And if you get something else that we don't know about that we haven't
tell
talked
us about it.
Tell us. We
why
don't,
are you gatekeeping?
Don't hold out.
Yeah, don't gatekeep.
Other
we need it.
Thanks. We
Make
need it.
Make us pretty.
Yeah.
And honestly, I actually, for the longest, being naive, just thought that there was some women that just looked extremely young.
Right.
Like I didn't realize like those, most of those women that look extremely young are getting some type of fillers, Botox. So I do think transparency is important.
It's
because
important.
We're always going to look this young and we want you guys to understand why.
When I'm 95, I will look 35.
Plastic.
It's fine. Plastic.
We learned at a vineyard trip that you cannot start very old. You must start
you
at the
must
right age.
Start young.
So I do think about
careful.
That, though,
is,
because
that
when the wrinkles start to come back, I'm like, I'm preventing those from getting deeper.
From
because
getting deeper.
I do have very deep wrinkles.
Yeah,
too
same.
Prevalent, very deep wrinkles. So
you have to prevent them.
You have to meet women at the winery who tell you, start now, girls and guys.
Yeah.
Right.
Start
thank
now.
Thank you, ma'am, who we met at the vineyard
years ago.
Yeah.
Thank you. We appreciate you.
We hope we can
hope
be
you're
that
listening
lady
to
for
this
someone else.
Podcast.
Yeah, we will.
We're trying.
We are the Vineyard Lady.
Start now.
Get your Botox.
Also, let's have
and
some
we'll see you,
wine and snacks.
Next week after your wine and snacks and Botox.
Okay, see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye from Queenie's.
Thank you for having brunch with us today. Please follow or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast. You can also find us on Twitter and Instagram at Basic Brunchcast. Our website, basicbrunchcast.com, or check out our merchandise store, basicbrunchcast.threadless.com. Cheers, basics, and let's brunch again soon. This has been a Pop Joy Media production.